Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slab. So come on down to our showroom for tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
With the big, beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners, that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange. For Thursday, April 2nd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Advisory potty positions open for Paso Robles. City of Paso Robles holding airport master plan workshop this month. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the low 70s. It's 48 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The City of Paso Robles is encouraging residents to apply for current open board and advisory body positions. Positions are currently available for the Library Board of Trustees, the Youth Commission, Senior Citizen Advisory Body Committee, and the Arts and Culture Board. Applications for each advisory body are due Thursday, April 30th by 5 p.m. Interviews are scheduled to happen mid-May. The Library Board of Trustees advises the City Council on matters concerning the library and policies and services. The Youth Commission is a youth-led organization that provides opportunities and representation for youth in the City of Paso Robles. This position is only available for those between the ages of 14 to 21. The Senior Citizen Advisory Body makes recommendations regarding issues of interest to the city's senior citizens. And new in 2026, the Arts and Culture Board advises the city on matters pertaining to visual art in public places. A pedestrian was struck and injured in Paso Robles yesterday afternoon. Paso Fire and Emergency Services said that a white Dodge pickup truck collided with a pedestrian on the 1400 block of Creston Road at about 2:26 p.m., emergency personnel arrived at the scene and transported the patient to a hospital with undisclosed injuries. No further information is available at this time. Paso Robles Airport Master Plan Workshop, mid-April. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, do you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier, hearing aid specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The City of Paso Robles will be holding a public information workshop on the airport master plan. The workshop will be held Wednesday, April 22nd from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Paso Robles Municipal Airport Terminal Building, 4900 Wing Way. The public workshop is an opportunity for residents and interested parties to learn about the ongoing airport master plan process, provide input, and help to improvements, safety, and economic development to the city of Paso Robles. Attendees will be able to provide feedback and ask questions directly to staff in an open house format with no formal presentation. Paso Fire and Emergency Services responded to a fire alarm in a building at 1319 Spring Street, Paso Robles. Firefighters arrived, found light smoke and an active sprinkler system in the building at about 4:37 p.m. The fire was found to be extinguished on the second floor of the business and was isolated to a single room. Firefighters remain at the scene to assist the building owners with salvaging the contents and preventing further damage. The cause of the fire is under investigation. The County Public Works Department announced construction activities will result in delays on Santa Rita Road between Cayucas and Templeton. Public Works says work will take place approximately 6.5 miles west of the Old Creek Road intersection between April 6th and the 24th. Heavy trucks will be transporting material and traveling through Santa Rita Road. Travelers should expect delays of about 15 minutes at the project site, 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. each day. Work is part of the county's ongoing storm recovery process from the 2023 and 2024 storms, causing major slipouts in the area. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Guardians beat the Dodgers 4-1, the Padres over the Giants 7-1, the Braves beat the Athletics 5-1, the Cubs over the Angels 6-2, the Yankees beat the Mariners 5-3. Tonight, the Giants will face the Mets. In the NBA yesterday, the Spurs beat the Warriors 127-113, the Kings over the Raptors 123-115. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Spurs. The Warriors will go against the Cavaliers. The Lakers will face the Thunder. In California news, a 4.6 magnitude earthquake struck Northern California early this morning. The quake was centered in Boulder Creek in the Santa Cruz Mountains at about 1:40 a.m. Residents as far as San Francisco could feel the shakes. A few dozen smaller quakes also struck the area. Officials report that California's current snowpack is the second worst on record for the start of April. Although the state saw near-average precipitation in the winter, much of it fell as rain rather than snow. As a result of this, experts warn that California's missing snowpack could bring an early fire season in the mountains. The snowpack season's low record is only beaten by the 2015 low snowpack record. The Golden Gate Fields horse racing track may soon turn into a new public park. The track, located in Albany and Berkeley, California, stands along the shoreline of the San Francisco Bay. It closed in 2024 due to waning interest in horse racing. San Francisco Trust for Public Land says it has reached an agreement to purchase the 161-acre site to create a new park that stretches along the bay's eastern shore. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, as challenges continue to mount across farm country, from rising input costs to low commodity prices, many producers are searching for ways to cut expenses and improve efficiency. And one solution gaining attention is propane. Michael Newland, Director of Agriculture Business Development with the Propane Education and Research Council, acknowledges the financial pressure that farmers and ranchers are facing today.
It's a very tough time, depending on what segment of agriculture you're in. So we're very mindful of that. We try to be incredibly mindful. We try to run programs that may help folks alleviate some of those impacts on the financial side of things.
And he says that propane can play a key role in helping producers manage those challenges, in particular as diesel and gasoline prices continue to rise.
As other energy sources do rise in cost, propane's been very stable. It's very abundant, and we're always looking to expand the uses of it.
We'll have more with Perks Michael Newland coming up in tomorrow's program, but in the meantime, you can learn more at propane.com. Ranchers, mark your calendar for the 5th annual Pitchfork Charlet Bull Sale coming up on Saturday, April 4th, 1 o'clock at Loma Livestock, Loma, Colorado. Selling a select group of high-quality Charlet bulls built for performance in pounds on the ground in tough country, plus registered open heifers and Charlet cross pairs, featuring sons of LT Affinity 6221 and more. Now, bulls qualify for Superior's Progressive Genetics Program. You can view the catalog at pitchforkcharlet.com or bid online at cattleusa.com.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
We're here to help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Sonoma County dairy farmer Jennifer Beretta was among 10 leaders honored last month by the American Farm Bureau Federation as graduates of the organization's 12th Partners in Advocacy Leadership class. PALS designed to help agricultural leaders accelerate their engagement abilities and solidify their roles as advocates for agriculture. I learned a lot of leadership skills, Beretta said of PAL. A past president of Sonoma County Farm Bureau and current member of the board of directors, Beretta helps run the Beretta Family Dairy in Santa Rosa. The certified organic pasture-based dairy supplies to the Petaluma-based Creamery Clover Sonoma and has been recognized for its decades of environmental stewardship and conservation practices. My number one goal here at the dairy is to continue to tell our story, Beretta said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the low 70s. North-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-30s. North winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Sunny on Tuesday, mostly sunny on Wednesday, partly cloudy on Thursday. Mid-80s Saturday and Sunday, low 80s Monday and Tuesday, low 70s on Wednesday, 70 a week from today. Currently, it is 49 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-6011.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Bed Bath & Beyond will acquire The Container Store and its brands Elfa and Closet Works. Locations will be jointly branded as Container Store and Bed Bath & Beyond. Fewer people signed up for unemployment benefits in the week ending March 28th. There were 202,000 new claims. Continuing claims, those remaining on benefits, rose to 1.84 million. Outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says U.S.-based employers announced more than 60,000 job cuts in March, more than February, but down significantly from last March when the federal government was cutting staff. President Trump says the Iran conflict will take another 2 to 3 weeks. Investors were hoping for a swift end. West Texas Intermediate crude has topped $110 a barrel, and stocks are skidding. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Looking for the perfect getaway without going too far? Experience the beauty of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, recently named Gold for the best Paso Robles hotel and best resort in the 2026 Central Coast Best Award. Enjoy peaceful vineyard views, elegant rooms, and the welcoming atmosphere locals love at Cello Restaurant and Bar. Discover award-winning cocktails recognized with silver for the best specialty cocktails. For a memorable stay or staycation right here in Paso Robles, book your visit at Allegretto Vineyard Resort today.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Country superstar Lainey Wilson is coming to the California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles Friday, July 17th, 7:30. Tickets go on sale Friday, April 3rd at 10 a.m. Get yours at midstatefair.com or ticketmaster.com. And don't miss Lainey Wilson live at the California Mid-State Fair Friday, July 17th.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, freedom of speech. ready to go. And it's brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. All righty, 238-5775, which you can text, 238-KPRL, to join us on this Thursday edition on The Right Choice. Alrighty, coming up this afternoon, Josh Friedman is back in the country, and he will be on this afternoon with Karen and attorney Dave Duringer. They'll be discussing the wars in Ukraine, and also how it ties in with the Iran situation as well. So enjoy that this afternoon. By the way, Mr. Duringer, he has family in the Ukraine, so... Anyway, there you go. More knowledge this afternoon here on The Right Choice, KPRL. And, oh, that's from yesterday. Well, here's one. This came in when we went off the air. This is on the email. Little after 9 o'clock. And it is headlined, Templeton to Atascadero Project. If Supervisor Bishong is correct and the project costing almost $30 million, this should be a no-brainer. Cancel the project. We can't afford it, and is this really needed? We have important needs regarding our roads. I would hope that the TAG folks in Templeton would use some common sense and unanimously vote no and bury it forever. All right. Thank you for that email. Appreciate it. And I'm just going to guess that many people aren't aware of the project, and... I know for myself, I don't even remember the project being, you know, coming up, but that doesn't mean much. We have a lot of things that come up and so forth. It's 1 mile. And we're talking, again, according to Supervisor Pashong, almost $30 million. Even if we had the money, is it needed? Because some people want to ride their bikes from Templeton to Atascadero or Atascadero to Templeton. Is that really a necessity? And again, what about the upkeep on it? And again, as this email says, we have a lot of pressing needs in this county. We don't have money, but roads, 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 roads. And we want to build something that is nice. One of the things that is... I don't know if it's concerning or not, but Chris, here you go.
What's up?
What's up is this. When it's your birthday or it's Christmas and you see a nice package wrapped really cool looking, you can't wait, can you?
There's certainly anticipation, yes.
Okay. So I was sent pictures of the project and what it would look like. And I don't know if this is, you know, something to say my concern, but human nature. And these photos, you know, again, obviously this is all generated, computer generated. And it looks nice. It looks like that shiny new package that is waiting for your birthday or Christmas. And you just can't wait to get your grubby little hands on it because you didn't pay for it. People think. So the project, what the public may see, go, oh, that's really nice. Yeah, that would be great. That would be great for $30 million. And again, as this email addresses, Is this needed? I don't think it's needed. You may want it. It's like when you go to the store and you see something, you know, you have your list and you see something that you may like and it looks good, but do you need it? And can you afford it? So just something to consider. And thanks for sending in these pictures. Again, it does look, I guess, nicer, kind of cool looking. But we shall see where this goes. It's coming up, the 16th down there in Templeton. They'll be talking about it at the meeting. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Last Friday, I went to that coffee with the superintendent, Loftus, and I can't help but add to the conversation that the presentation, one part they said they were showing what they plan, what they have made, what they believe they'd like to spend the money on. And the sentence, wouldn't it be nice to have an event center here? And they're pointing like they're going to rebuild the gym. They're going to add a big event center over to the side where everybody could fit in. And I'm thinking, yeah, it'd be nice. But I did have them agree with me that everything the school builds, or I don't know if we can just say government. I can't believe it's that bad everywhere. Is at least 10 times what it would cost the private sector to build. Nevertheless, wouldn't it be nice to have an event center? I'm thinking, if I was a Bearcat that had gone there years ago and sat in the gym, played basketball in the gym with no air conditioning, and it didn't, I mean, we made it through, and now we got to, now all of a sudden we need it. And it just bothers me that everything is at least 10 times the cost it would cost the private sector to build these things.
Okay, when you're talking about an event center, are you talking about basically a multi-purpose type room where there would be a gym as well?
I don't know any more details than just a map of the overhead of the campus where they show blue square kind of thing. I really haven't seen the inside of it, but I'm not sure the claim that we can't fit the entire student body into the gym for a rally is true. I know every school I've gone to, we could always fit the student body into the gym seating, but I think they're claiming
for Pass Rebels High School, it's true. I can guarantee you that. We had to split up assemblies.
Oh, well, then maybe this is I assumed that. I assumed wrong there. Then I thought we had enough to have an assembly of the entire student body. So maybe that's a valid concern, but I don't know. Wouldn't it be nice to have an event center? I'm thinking back to that when I want a Ferrari, I got to admit I can't afford it. When the government wants a Ferrari, they say, I'll take the red one. So wouldn't it be nice to have an event center? Yes, maybe. But why on campus? I guess maybe they didn't seat the student body. So my premise is wrong to start with, but so I don't know. It's just such a chess match.
Would they just tear down the existing Gil Asa gym and then rebuild?
Well, that on their map is a blue box as well. They plan on, I don't know to what extent, demolishing and rebuilding, but it is part of the project is to rebuild or to re. I don't even want to put words in their mouth. It's just that the Gil Asa gym is also on the reconstruct, at least let me say. So when you get this presentation, it's like going to a timeshare thing. That's what that's the whole presentation of why they want this bond. But it just bothers me that I know you and I have talked about this once in the past, and you thought, well, it's worth it, is what I got from you. But paying $1 million for a little playground thing that I could build in my backyard for $50,000, exactly like it, but if they build it, it's $1 million. That's just, something's got to change. And Ms. Loftus told me we cannot think outside the box. This is just the way it is. This is the way it's going to be. And I asked, so what about those privacy barriers? Somebody ought to be trying to think about outside the box. But I realize I'm not doing anything but just making things more painful for everybody, so I'm just trying to butt out. But I just, wouldn't it be nice to have an event center? Yeah, it'd be nice to have a bike trail. It'd be nice to have, Taj Mahal. But that's not what I want to pay for as a citizen, and not at 10 times the cost I could build it myself.
Well, to the extent, I think Loftus is correct regarding the rules and regulations on the building and the, I think, prevailing wage union stuff, that it obviously it increases. And I think that the, again, and the entity that she's representing, I don't, she may be right that they don't have a choice, but I never will accept the fact, well, that's the way it is and that's what we have to do. If it's not necessary and it's costing more money than it really should, then that needs to be looked at, particularly when it is the taxpayer money. We, you know, this years ago, I had a conversation with the supervisor, it was Meacham, and I asked him, well, why can't you change some of the laws? And he says, well, it's very difficult. And I said, well, it wasn't difficult to put a law in place. Why is it difficult to get rid of it if it's not needed or simply burdensome? And again, we didn't get into an argument, but I'm not accepting that it's too hard or that's just the way it is. I can't do that. You know, again, we make the reference of the private and public sector. If the private sector accepted, well, that's just the way it is, they wouldn't be very successful. Now, there are some things regarding the rules and regulations that the government put on us in the private sector that make it difficult. But there are some instances you can kind of, and little tongue-in-cheek here, you can maneuver around it or manipulate it. But simply to say, well, that's just the way it is. That doesn't show me much vision.
I agree. I agree with that. Someone ought to, and I think, I don't see any effort in being good stewards of our money and with a lot of government entities. They just say that's the way it is. Oh, and I like that.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
When Chris Bausch was on the board, and things came through, and I know Kenny Ennie is getting his heels nipped at every time he says something by the cabal that's on the school board right now. But when Chris Bausch was there, I watched him and the lady, I can't think of her name right now, she says they were talking about like CRT was coming through. They were going to train critical race theory. Sorry, the state says we got to do it. And so they said, can we add to the curriculum maybe some Thomas Sowell teachings and stuff like that? And I thought to attach the antidote to the virus as it comes through would be good. And why we can't say $1 million for a playground, I think we can find a way to buy the lot next door and put a walkway, you know, just somewhere it's not government bought that. We can, there's ways we could think around these things, I think. It bothers me that no one wants to be smarter and spend our money smarter. They just want to spend our money and get our money.
Well, I'm not defending the amount of money on the playgrounds, but again, I think some of it goes to the rules and regulations that are sent down from Sacramento on these specifics on the equipment and so forth. And these processes add money to it. Now, I heard a conversation on Open Mic Friday last week where somebody said, well, I kind of feel sorry for the teachers. And I wanted to put my fist through the radio because I'm not going to feel sorry for people who vote into office, people that, one, tax us and also makes their job more difficult with the rules and the regulations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm not feeling sorry for them. They're part of the problem. Just like the people who complain about our taxes and they vote for the same people who want to continue to take money out of our pocket. I said it yesterday and I'll say it till I'm, out of oxygen. I don't understand people like that. Do you realize that you're doing it to yourself? And in some cases, what are the results? Well, we see them at the school. They're not very good, are they?
Right. Right. Now, it's a very complicated thing where they think they're doing right. They've been indoctrinated. They are told what to do. Their fear for their jobs, their go along to get along. There's a lot of factors at play with them, but they're all they have to at least admit they're not part of the solution. Whether they're secretly they're not opposing it, but have to go along.
They're not going to admit that.
Okay. Well, I just want to let you know that wouldn't it be nice as a good opening sentence for the bike trail for the event center on campus? And thanks, Chris. I didn't know that all the student body couldn't fit into the gym. Where I grew up, it was always possible to have a rally at the school.
All right.
So maybe that is a thank you.
You're welcome. So what would they do? Just do two classes, Chris?
Pretty much. They would split it up to, I think, like freshmen, sophomores, and then juniors and seniors for some. Now, not all students were required to attend most rallies, so there wasn't ever a very pressing need for it. But I think I remember that whenever there was a rally that did require the entire student body, it would be split up.
So what would the assemblies be about?
I don't remember.
because I was trying to think too, and I don't remember if I ever went to one. I do know some students that I've talked to over the years that they thought some of the rallies or the assemblies were a good way to miss class and a joke, depending on the circumstances. I know that, you know, from time to time, bad things may happen to one of the students at the school, and they may have an assembly to show, you know, respect or something like that. But in some instances, a lot of the kids didn't even know the person and so forth and so on. And it was like, what are we doing here? I guess it's to teach a little bit of compassion and so forth. So here's one. Chris, did you go to Flamson?
I did, yes.
Okay, so their gym is small, too?
Fairly, I would say. I think it's a lot I think it's more or less the same size as the Gilesa gym, but I think the bleachers don't hold as much.
Okay. All right, because it says here, Flamson Middle School cannot fit everybody in their gym, and they have to use the stadium outside.
Well, the stadium's a lot bigger, that's for sure. Or at least it has more seating. I'm trying to, because it's been a lot longer since I've been to Flamson's gym.
Yeah. I haven't been to Gilesa in quite a few years. And I tell you the truth, I don't remember how big it was. All right, let's see here. Another one on the text line. As a Paso Robles High School graduate of 2013, it was always 4A or 4B schedule divided by class. Chris is correct, mainly around fourth period in 4A, whatever that means, and 4B for assembly. What's 4A and 4B?
Basically, I think it's like fourth period, you know, A group goes to the assembly and then B group goes to the assembly, I think is what they're referring to. It might have been on different days, though, because assuming, you know, the assembly takes the entirety of fourth period, then 4A would go one day and then 4B would go for the other day. It's been a minute, though, so I'm not 100% certain.
Okay, so these assemblies were so important that you don't even remember them.
Well, yeah, it's been, you know, about 10 years since I graduated, so even longer than I attended most of these assemblies.
Right. Can you even remember if they were informational or memorial or anything like that?
Well, yeah, I remember the assemblies for at the start of the year for your grade level would kind of give you an overview of like what your goals should be as a freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior, and especially junior and senior, that kind of ramped up to college preparation. Some of them were for entertainment purposes, and others we did bring up that thing that happened at Atascadero regarding, you know, intoxicated driving. There was an assembly about that after we went out and saw the scene at the track and field.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, James, if you're listening in Florida, and Lee, if you're listening in Kentucky, could you please illuminate me? Because I don't know where I was, because I can't remember any assemblies at all that we would have attended there at Mamie S. Wagner High School on Hubbard's Lane, just outside of Louisville. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Just got some, I want some information if you have it. Coming down Spring Street yesterday about 4:30, right in front of Bridges Sportsman Center, two emergency vehicles, five police cars, and they had the street blocked off in both directions.
It was a fire.
What, was a fire?
Yeah.
Do you know which building was on fire?
Chris, what was the address? They didn't give the name of the building.
They said 1319 Spring Street. I don't know which building that is.
Okay. I'm just curious what it was because I had to go around the detour. Okay, well, thanks for being there. Thanks for the information.
You're welcome. All right, hey, before we go to break, gosh, I forgot to give you this news today, folks. Paso Robles native Dylan Beavers playing for the Baltimore Orioles on the big squad. Well, he had quite the game yesterday. The Orioles defeated Texas 8-3. Dylan was 3-for-5, 3 runs scored, and he hit his first home run of the season, and it was to right field, and it went 401 feet. He was playing left field yesterday. And then a San Luis Obispo native, Brooks Lee, playing shortstop for the Twins yesterday. They got hammered by the Kansas City Royals 13-9, but Brooks had an RBI, a run scored, and he also got a base hit. So there you go. Little update on our locals. Going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero. Voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The City of Paso Robles is encouraging residents to apply for current open board and advisory body positions. Positions are currently available for the Library Board of Trustees, Youth Commission, Senior Citizen Advisory Committee, and the newly formed Arts and Culture Board. The Arts and Culture Board advises the city on matters pertaining to visual art in public places. City of Paso Robles will be holding a public information workshop on the airport master plan. This will be held Wednesday, April 22nd from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Paso Robles Municipal Airport Terminal. The workshop is an opportunity for residents and interested parties to learn about the ongoing airport master plan process. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 70s. It's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm Sue Guzman. President Trump addressing the nation Wednesday night about the conflict with Iran, touting the success of Operation Epic Fury.
Hurting their Air Force and their missile program at levels never seen before and annihilating their defense industrial base. We've done all of it. Their Navy is gone. Their Air Force is gone. Their missiles are just about used up or beaten.
He predicts the Strait of Hormuz will open up naturally and that gas prices will drop once the fighting ends. Artemis II is successfully launching from Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral, Florida for a 10-day lunar mission. And Democrats suing President Trump over his mail-in voting executive order, asking a judge to block it. The president ordering states to come up with a list of eligible voters and would prevent the U.S. Postal Service from sending absentee ballots to anyone not on the list. America's listening to Fox News.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, lawnews.tv.
Whoops, sorry about that. Missed the microphone. Okay, now it's 10 minutes away from 7 at the right choice. KPRL, time for sports, and it's brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Baseball Wednesday, it was a pitcher's duel in the desert. The Diamondbacks tamed the Tigers 1-0. Zach Gallen getting the better of Tarek Skubal, who gave up a first-inning solo shot to Corbin Carroll for the game's only run. The Marlins mauled the White Sox 10-0. Sandy Alcantara went the distance on a three-hitter, the first complete game of the new season. Manager Clayton McCullough.
For a lot of young players that are hoping that we have here, hoping to establish themselves as major league regulars and play for a while, like that level of professionalism, consistency is certainly something to look up to and in a lot of ways, you know, try to mimic.
Liam Hicks homered and drove in four. Miami is 5-1. So are the Yankees after sinking the Mariners. Paul Goldschmidt with a three-run jack. And the Brewers have won 5 out of 6 after deflecting the Rays thanks to a 6-run eighth-inning rally. NBA, the Spurs walloped the Warriors for their 10th win in a row. Victor Wembanyama, 41 points and 18 rebounds as he stakes his claim to the MVP. Nuggets dunked the Jazz, 37 for Jamal Murray. Another triple-double for another MVP candidate, Nikola Jokic. Celtics scored 53 in the first quarter and iced the Heat, 43 for Jaylen Brown. On the ice, the last-place Canucks had a 4-goal lead over the first-place Avalanche, gave it all away, then rallied for an 8-6 win. Brock Boeser with a hat trick and a helper. And the big college basketball weekend tipped off in Las Vegas with the college basketball crown. Two more quarterfinal games tonight. The NIT semifinals are tonight, and they're in Indianapolis, just like the NCAA guys. We also have the women's Final Four starting in Phoenix tomorrow. That's Thursday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. All right. Here we go. Some clouds today and a little bit of sunshine. Highs right around 70. Clear skies tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 30s to low 40s. Mostly sunny for your Good Friday with highs in the upper 70s. As we head out to Saturday, going to get a little warmer too. Mid-80s, Easter Sunday, mid-80s, upper 70s Monday. And let's see here, upper 70s Tuesday, low 70s Wednesday, Thursday, and there you go. Today's UV index will be 8 up and down. 6:48 a.m., 7:25 p.m., we are at 48 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical. Remember, they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Alrighty, we have 7 minutes away from 7 o'clock at The Right Choice, KPRL, and here we go.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's and Atascadero, your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. As we check in to see what animals may be out there on the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound. Let's see here. Let me see here. Chris, I had the wrong paper out here that, and I don't even know if I have. Oh, okay. Let's see here. What number is the only number to have the same amount of letters as its value? is that confusing?
No. I get what you mean. I'm trying to. It's 4.
Wow. Pretty good.
I just had to go through them in my head.
All right. Well, that was pretty quick. Number 4 is the only number to have the same amount of letters as its value. All right. Good for you. There we be. All right. If you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com. A reminder, the office will be closing today at 2 o'clock. It will reopen Monday morning at 9. But the reception at KPRL is always the best way to go anyway. World Famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Simply go to AtascaderoGunShop.com. Just about 5 minutes away from 7 here at The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and of course, the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. All right, Easter weekend and Good Friday and Easter Sunday and da 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 da. All right, how much, this is in the United States of America, does the average household spend on Easter? How much do you think the average American spends on, or American family, spends on Easter? What do you think that is? 238-5775-238-KPRL.
In my head, it should be one of the more inexpensive holidays, but who knows? Americans could surprise me.
Well, yeah, it could be one of the less expensive, especially if you're not buying
a giant inflatable bunny or something like that.
Well, you're not putting any candy in Easter eggs. You save money that way, right?
Well, I mean, if you're still doing Easter eggs and you're putting something else in them, I think the candy would be cheaper. But if you're not doing Easter eggs at all, then yeah.
Well, chocolate isn't cheap.
It's not, but...
You know, especially good chocolate.
You know. Well, who says it needs to be good chocolate?
That's right. They're only kids, right?
Right.
Okay. So how much, folks, do you think the average American family will spend on Easter? On Easter? I came up with an amazing figure here. Well, I didn't come up with it. It found me that, and I'm not sure if this was worldwide or not, but 16 billion jelly beans will be eaten.
Whew.
16 billion. I don't know who goes around and tracks that, but that's a lot of jelly beans. That's a lot of jelly beans. So, all right, folks, what do you think? How much money do American average household? Hi, good morning. Hello?
$107.
Ooh. $107. No. I almost thought that she said it. Hi, good morning.
$200.
Let me ask my resident genius here.
How close should they be?
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe like plus or minus $10.
Sorry, sir. You got axed. It's Chris's fault.
I mean, it depends on how big the number is. And since I don't know it, you know, I can only give an estimate.
That was Chris's decision, so take it up with him. I'll give you a cell number, and you can cuss him out and do whatever you want. All right, so how much does the average American family spend on Easter? 238-5775-238-KPRL. All right, let's see. I lost my place.
I've got my guess right here.
You missed it by $2.
Who? But hey, did I miss the exact answer or the range that we gave?
Well, no, you were well within the range, but the exact answer, you were off by $2.
Okay.
All right, so that's it. So, all right, folks, we're running out of time, so here we go. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. $175.
Whoa, you and Chris are on the same page. It's $177. All right, may I have your name, please?
All right, Angie Britton.
All right, Angie, I know you folks will spend a lot less.
Yes, we will. Thank you.
All righty, bye.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. The County Public Works Department announced construction activities will result in delays on Santa Rita Road between Cayucas and Templeton. Public Works says work will take place approximately 6.5 miles west of Old Creek Road intersection between April 6th and the 24th. Paso Fire and Emergency Services responded to a fire alarm in a building at 1319 Spring Street. The fire was found to be extinguished on the second floor of the business, and firefighters remained at the scene to assist the owners with salvaging contents. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 70s. It's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
By the way, there is an Easter egg museum. I have no idea where it is, and they have more than 1,500 eggs. And the most popular Easter candy in America for Easter, well, Easter, is the Reese's Peanut Butter Eggs.
I'm happy with Americans on that one. That was my first choice.
All right, folks. Okay, two more to go this hour, brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You can't beat their prices on stone, tile, porcelain, granite, quartz, marble, slab, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.